We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. A reminder, programming reminder, tomorrow we will have one of People Magazine's 50 most beautiful people in studio with us at 3:20 p.m. If you've listened earlier, you already know who that is. If not, you're going to need to stick and stay, and it will be revealed tomorrow to you at 3:20. They'll be live in studio with us here. Excited about that. Also, coming up on Friday, those of you who are social media savvy know what this is about. Those of you who are not, no problem. I will explain it to you. Lonzo and I will be doing the bottle cap challenge on Friday's show, 2:40 p.m. What is the bottle cap challenge? You have a bottle, you fill it with water, okay? You put the cap on loosely. You kick the top off the bottle, all right, without knocking the rest of the bottle over. I don't know how that's possible, man. I have no idea how that's possible. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But you're seeing it, who is it, Lonzo, the guy here in the area, Stephen?
Wonderboy Thompson.
Stephen Thompson. Wonderboy Thompson, UFC fighter from right here in the area, has one of the best videos of this. You know, remember the ice bucket challenge a couple years ago? Everyone was doing it. Then it was, what was the one that people were doing, Lonzo, where everyone was dancing? They had the mannequin challenge that people were doing as well.
I thought you were going to say Tide Pods. I was wondering if you did that too.
No, I absolutely don't do the Tide Pods, Lonzo. No Tide Pods here. Lonzo and I, on video that we will post, we will do the bottle cap challenge Friday right here in the show. Thank God it's not today because my pants are a little form-fitting. My jeans are a little form-fitting today, and the leg only gets about 6 inches off the ground in these things.
Would you quit showing me how tight they are? I don't
care.
Listen,
they're really, Lonzo, they're really tight because I need to begin the health there here, okay? That's why they're tight. I've got, by the way, I'm excited to share with you, I've got my orientation for the health there tomorrow night, 6 p.m. I'm doing it, man.
It's going to do wonders for you.
Are you proud of me?
Well, yeah, definitely. But the tight jeans thing, I think that's a lie. I think you'll just go down a size and make them just as tight as they are now.
No, man. The jeans that I wear today, I can't wear if I'm over 195, and I weighed 205 yesterday. So this was a very, like Ron Burgundy says in Anchorman, milk was a bad choice. These jeans were a bad choice today, man. I have very, very, very limited mobility. Okay, we do it each and every day at this time. They are the top three at three is presented by Moe's Southwest Grill with a brand new location, 449 East Main Street in Spartanburg. The top three at three starts right now.
You know you're going to get me in. It's just a matter of time before that alarm goes off.
The goal is
you're getting worse.
The goal is to get you in trouble, Lonzo. Isn't that always the goal? Here we go. And also, Lonzo, we will do the bottle cap challenge with fluid in our bottles. Okay, that will happen. We just got to coordinate the how and the why there. Okay, folks, a big announcement, a big show announcement that I'm really excited to share with you. Okay. Beginning this fall with August 29th being the first show, I'm honored, frankly, very honored to have been named the host of our college football kickoff show here at Entercom Greenville. I am going to be paired with Nine and Fatboy of the Rise guys, and we're going to be on 2 hours prior to the official Clemson football pregame show. Okay. So, yes, there's going to be a lot of Clemson because we are a Clemson affiliate. station, right? So there will be a lot of Clemson, some Clemson football preview, but also it is going to be kind of a college football variety show that gets you ready for the college football week that will be. And it is going to be fun, and I am amped, and I'm excited. And when you're working with two morning show guys like Nine and Fatboy, you really have no idea how this is going to play out. But I'm excited about it, man. I think we're going to have fun. I think it's going to be a great mix of hardcore football, college football content with the fun side of college football as well. And again, first game, first show is Clemson's first show. We're going to be on at 3 p.m., 3 to 5 p.m. on August the 29th with our first college football kickoff show. That day, it'll be on both this station and 93.3 The Planet. And then every other day, it will be on 93.3 The Planet. So I'm honored. I'm excited to be the host of the official college football kickoff weekend show here for our station group. And man, I cannot wait. You guys, I invite you to make that show a part of your Saturday game day viewing experience. And you have my word, I will work every bit as hard as that on that as I do on every other show that we have here. And oh, by the way, if you appreciate honesty, if you appreciate transparency, again, on that show, you will get the most unbiased, no narrative. I have no agenda other than to give you the good, the bad, and the ugly of the college football weekend. And that is what you will get each and every week. Yours truly, host of the college football kickoff show here at Entercom Greenville, 93.3 The Planet, along with Nine and Fat Boy. It's going to be fun, folks. Invite you to tune in. First show, August 29th. Next up. As somebody with a leadership position at this company, I'm the assistant program director here at ESPN Upstate. I know how much you want to climb the ranks and climb the ladders and become a leader at your specific institution. And because of that desire that burns deep from within me, I think it's only a matter of time before Brent Venables at Clemson has that same desire. Look, he is where he is, and he could stay there forever. He's getting paid almost $2 million a year. He's a god where he's living. He's living in an absolutely great place. And folks, not only that, but he has done a yeoman's job at Clemson. The year before Brent Venables arrived, out of 124 FBS schools, Clemson's defense ranked number 70. Okay, during his time at Clemson, the average Clemson total defense ranking, number 7. You want to talk about a difference? He has made that difference at Clemson. But because he's like me, because we all, many of us in this business have type A personalities, I think ultimately he's going to want to see how he can lead a team. I shared a story about how an earlier job for me, I was the morning show host for a cluster of stations on regional syndication out of the Florida Panhandle. As part of my financial package, I had a condo on the beach that was comped for me. I didn't pay rent, right? It was comped as part of my financial package. I lived right on the beach. You might call me an idiot, but I walked away from that. And I walked away from that because I'm ambitious and I couldn't see myself being satisfied living in a tourist beach town for my whole life. I wanted more. I wanted to do more. I'm ambitious. I think Brent Venables has that same ambition. So what jobs would Brent Venables leave for? My estimation, I looked at the jobs that I think could become available in college football. Those hot seat coaches. We had a tweeter, K-Pac, say, Mark, among Clemson fans, you are now number one on the hot seat among radio show hosts. It is what it is. It's better to think about it than to get blindsided about it. We have a poll up on ESPN Upstate right now. The question of the day, who do you think will leave Clemson first? Brent Venables or Dabo Swinney? Brent Venables for a head coaching job. Dabo Swinney has said he will leave if college players are ever paid. Dabo Swinney has, not refuted any reports that he might be interested one day in coaching in the National Football League. The poll is up at ESPN Upstate right now. You can vote, but in my estimation, Brent Venables would consider leaving Clemson for any of these five jobs with five hot seat coaches right now. Auburn and Gus Malzahn, Florida State and Willie Taggart, Justin Fuente and Virginia Tech, Oklahoma State and Mike Gundy, and Matt Luke and Ole Miss. I think those are all jobs in major conferences with major programs that would be attractive to the likes of Brent Venables. So, what do you guys think? Am I off base with this? What is Brent Venables' future at Clemson, and how long will it be? Matt Connolly joined us yesterday, said he thinks Brent still has 5 years left at Clemson. I think he moves on within three. Just my hunch, no sources, but I think he's got that head coaching itch that he's going to want to scratch. And finally, the U.S. women's national team had its parade in Central Park today, and it is fantastic. Found myself watching all the videos today. So proud of our ladies, World Cup champions. What a monumentous occasion. They were on Good Morning America today. They are making their tour, and Megan Rapinoe stepped up to the mic in Times Square and thanked all of you folks.
What's good, New York? This is crazy. This is absolutely insane. Such at a loss for words. I mean, I'll find them, don't worry, but ridiculous. First and foremost, my teammates. Just shout out to the teammate. Just let everybody give them a clap. This group is so resilient, is so tough, has such a sense of humor, is just so badass. Like, there's nothing that can phase this group. We're chilling, we got tea sipping, we got celebrations. We have pink hair and purple hair. We have tattoos and dreadlocks. We got white girls and black girls. Straight girls and gay girls. Hey! I couldn't be more proud to be a co-captain with Carly and Alex with this team. It's my absolute honor to lead this team out on the field. There's no other place that I would rather be, even in the presidential race. I'm sorry.
The words of Megan Rapinoe, people love her so much right now, they've thrown out that they want her to enter the presidential race. And I guess she was shooting that down. We know one thing. If Megan Rapinoe enters, she would have Lonzo Reisel's vote. 100%.
Don't even do that.
100%. She would get your vote.
I don't think so.
You mad, bro? You mad?
That's funny.
Yeah, yeah. Lonzo's rocking the You Mad Bro Richard Sherman shirt today. Lonzo, listen, president, Lonzo will be the president of the Megan Rapinoe campaign. It'll be a fantastic.
I will walk. I've already told you. I will get up and walk out of this room.
It'll be a fantastic and monumentous occasion. All right, those are today's top three at three. Now it's your chance to chime in, which you can do on the most interactive sports show in South Carolina, any number of ways. 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSPN. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN. The text line is there for you at 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. Twitter is there for you, where our policy is if you follow us on Twitter, we will get to your tweets live on the air at ESPN Upstate, at Mark Ryan on air, Mark is with a C, at Lonzo on word. You can also email the show, M-A-R-C Ryan, Mark Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com, at ESPNUpstate.com. Okay, let's get to one who's been hanging patiently, and it's Daryl who's up first. Hey, Daryl, what's up, brother?
What's going on, man? You know, I'm going to tell you first, and I'll make this real quick. You and this program has got me listening to you almost every day. I have never listened to sports radio.
Daryl, I'm sorry. Let me let you continue.
Sure, but you know, you just got a great show.
Daryl, thank you so much. And let me tell you something, Daryl. You don't know this, but I haven't been having the best day today. Okay? Haven't been having the best day. Just personal stuff, you know? Haven't been having a great day, if I'm honest with you. You just made my day with that. You know,
it was one of those days
at work, and you have them too. I don't know what you do, Daryl, but I hope you love what you do like I love what I do. And today was one of those days for me that I had a hard time focusing on what I do because it hasn't been a great day. Normally those days, as Lonzo knows, Tuesday is usually my worst day of the week. Today it fell on Wednesday, and what you just said to me made my day. So thank you so much for that. Really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And I've got people, I'm turning people on to this program every day.
Thank you so much.
And they don't listen, you know. Yeah. Okay. South Carolina. You're right with South Carolina. They could be 7-5, 8-4, or 9-3. You've got to remember, really, you've got to concentrate. When you get another coach in, he's got to implement a system, and then he's got to recruit the right players in the right places. Two, you're right. This country is divided. Don't want to get into politics, but this country is divided. There's no votes on the left, no votes on the right. It's all in the middle. And last but not least, you're right about the U.S. women's soccer team or anybody that flies upon this flag. I've got an Ivy Crew shirt that I wear about twice a year, and it's stars and stripes. And I have no problem doing it. And if you don't, you need to just find another country. Appreciate you taking the call, you and Lonzo. You do a great job, and look forward to listening to you, in the future.
Daryl, made my day, man. Made my day. Thank you so much. Isn't it something how, even when people don't know it, like you're not having your best day, and somebody comes in through in your life and picks you up that way. I love when that sort of thing happens. And Daryl, you just made my day, brother. You just made my day. So thank you so much. Very much for that. Greatly, greatly appreciate it. All right. Coming up next on the show, we're going to try to make Lonzo you mad, bro. Lonzo said something yesterday on the show that I think many of you should find deeply offensive. And we'll reveal what that is to you next, right here on the most interactive sports show in South Carolina. You're Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, two topics in this segment, one light and one heavy. Are you ready? One light and one heavy. And coming up at 3:40... a popular recording artist with a call-out shot for high school athletes. All right, here we go. Lonzo, you said something that I think... I haven't checked on the text line in a while, Lonzo. Shame on me. Mark, before Bill O'Reilly was terminated at Fox News, Stephen A. Smith was a frequent guest on with Bill O'Reilly as a weekly segment. He's more conservative than you'd think. Another texter says Draymond is so worried about his team's owner that he is out on his $200,000 a week yacht right now. Another texter says red slacks to a wedding. Wuss, sir. Again, I'll have you know that I do rock the bright red slacks in formal attire from time to time, and that every single man has criticized me for them. And that every single woman has said, very stylish. So which side would you go with? I'm going with the ladies, and I will go with the ladies 10 times out of 10. All right. And then finally, the last texter says, as a leader of men in the Army, the most important trait a leader can have is to listen. then lead by example. Your people will follow you anywhere if you have those two traits. Very well said. Very well said. Love it, man. Love it. Stephen A. Smith is definitely an independent thinking individual and ultra intelligent. I respect him immensely. He is ESPN's number one personality, and he's about to command $10 million a year. $10 million a year. All right. Okay, Lonzo, you said something on the show yesterday that I found very, very hurtful on a number of football levels here. Okay, on a number of football levels. You said yesterday on the show that you would, Lonzo is a hardcore Ohio State fan, an Ohio State apologist. Lonzo is one of those fans who annoys me because he can't be objective about his team, right? Like everything is, you know, everything is roses and rainbows and gumdrops and ice cream and apple pie and all that stuff when it comes to Ohio State. And you've got to be able to be objective, in my opinion. But yesterday, Lonzo surprised me with something. We had a friend of the show and a listener, K-Pack. He asked me, Mark, hey, Mark, somebody shared with you, Mark, that there's a Gator Club here in Greenville, here in the upstate, where you can watch the Gators play with other fellow Gator friends. I didn't know that. So he asked me if there was one of those for Michigan, to which Lonzo chimed in with the following. Lonzo said, I would be more likely to welcome a Michigan Wolverine to my house to watch a football game than I ever would a Clemson football fan. Now, because Lonzo, we are an equal opportunity basher here, I do want to open this up to you so you have a chance to explain yourself for that comment. Why would an Ohio State fan be more apt to have a Michigan fan at his home than a Clemson fan at his home? What's the matter you? You attended What's the Matter You University.
All right, here's the deal. You know, I'm stuck trying to decide, do I ruin this bit and tell the truth, or do I go with it just to make you happy? And I don't like making you happy. So here's the deal. I have never had a meal with a Michigan fan before. I've had plenty of Clemson people in my home. I've been to places and ate with Clemson people. So that's the I was joking with a listener who just followed both of us, and I thought it was funny, but I got to realize when I say things that I think is funny, sometimes you're going to take it and you're going to run with it, and we're going to hear about it forever. And as far as the Ohio State apologist, you don't know me long enough to know if I'm an apologist or not.
It is funny, and based on what you've said, the awful, hurtful things that you've said about Clemson fans on this show, I think you would be more likely to have a Michigan fan over at your house as a Clemson fan. And it brings to light this question from me to you. Are there any fans, like if you're a South Carolina fan or a Furman fan, you know, would there be any fans that you would be more likely to have to want to hang out with, you know, or less likely to want to hang out with than your rival fans? Okay.
I have learned one. I would never, ever want to have a Florida fan sitting down and eating with me.
Yeah, and Ohio State fans, that when I see that red and silver or that garnet or whatever the hell it's called. Scarlet and gray, whatever. I'm going to call it red and silver today just to get under your nuts. I have no desire ever to hang out with an Ohio State fan at any occasion. You've got one, the Florida Gators. So if you're a Furman fan, are you definitely not having Wofford over?
I don't think Furman has any enemies.
Do they top the list? Well, you know, like, listen, man, they have the coolest first two letters you could ever have, right? I mean, what are the first two letters? Furman University.
I'm well aware of what it is.
It's beautiful.
And so is anyone who's lived in this area for a long period of time.
It's beautiful. It's a really, really beautiful thing.
You just want to go there and chant. That's what you want to do.
If you're a Clemson fan, as a South Carolina fan, the last fan you would have over to hang out, or there are other fans that bother you more? See, I'm a Florida fan, and I'm here to tell you, Florida State fans would be one of the first that I would hang out with. You know why? They're smoking hot. You have not met a co-ed from Florida State that is anything but stunning. Okay, the average looking girl at Florida State is the hot looking girl at Florida, and it doesn't matter the age. It doesn't matter. They're all smoking hot. So yeah, Lonzo, there's a lot of programs that I would invite Florida State fans over before I would invite a lot of other fans over. You bet your butt I would. You bet your butt. But I don't know. I think you kind of got yourself in a little bit of trouble there, brother.
I live in trouble, but I don't think I'm there right now.
No? Okay.
I think I'm good.
Okay. We'll see. Would rather have a Michigan fan to his house than a Clemson fan, says one Lonzo Reitzel. Okay, the U.S. women's national team is not going to the White House. Gasp! Oh my God, what an offensive thing to say. No, it's not. The U.S. women's national team is going to the Capitol building. They're not going to the White House. And I, for one, am okay with that. Is it what I would do? No. I believe that communication is the way to solve anything. So let's say I was Megan Rapinoe and I'm a gay player for the U.S. women's national team. Let's say that that's me. I'm feeling like I can kill more flies with honey than vinegar. I can make more progress by talking than not talking. And she feels otherwise. And many other players on the U.S. women's national team feel otherwise. Donald Trump's best course of action here is not to tweet anything. Do I think he's not going to tweet anything? Probably not. I think he's probably going to tweet something.
His best course of action is to send over some food. Just send something over. He knows where they're going to be.
Okay.
Send over some Big Macs or something like
that. Well, he's got this habit, Lonzo, of giving everyone fast food. You know? You and I are doing the health there here, Lonzo. We don't need that stuff.
You can eat fast food on the health
there. You can.
And here's the other thing. The reason why he had to serve fast food is because of the government shutdown, and there were no cooks in the White House at that time, and he didn't want to have Clemson in without feeding them, and he actually fed them stuff they'd rather have. Trust me.
Okay.
If you're a college football player, would you rather have fancy food or Big Macs and pizza?
I get Big Macs and pizza every day as a college kid. I'd rather have some filet mignon.
I think that they're on strict diets and all that kind of stuff, so you want the junk food.
You think so? I don't know, man. I don't know.
Having been a college football player, yes.
I don't know, man.
I don't think it's changed that much over the years.
I don't know. But in any case, we're going to play a couple minutes here of Megan Rapinoe as to why she feels the way that she feels about not going to the White House. Here she is.
Good chance the president is watching this interview or will watch this interview. What is your message to the president?
Oh, message to the president. I think that I would say that your message is excluding people. You're excluding me. You're excluding people that look like me. You're excluding people of color. You're excluding, you know, Americans that maybe support you. I think that we need to have a reckoning with the message that you have and what you're saying about Make America Great Again. I think that you're harking back to an era that was not great for everyone. It might have been great for a few people, and maybe America is great for a few people right now, but it's not great for enough Americans in this world. And I think that we have a responsibility, each and every one of us. You have an incredible responsibility as, you know, the chief of this country, to take care of every single person, and you need to do better for everyone.
The idea of Make America Great Again, if it means going back to an America from the 40s or 50s, that's an America where you could be imprisoned for being gay, where you could be sent by your family to a mental hospital, where you could not walk down the street holding hands with your loved one, or I could not walk down the street or go dancing or anything. It's interesting how different people view things through a very personal lens. And as you said, maybe don't walk in the shoes of other people who, you know, did not have rights in a past halcyon America.
Yeah, it was not a great place for a lot of people. It was a very oppressive place. And that's not to say that it was the worst place in the world. I think that's one of the things that a lot of people go to. No one's saying that they want to leave America. But I think as one of the great countries in the world, and for sure we want to see ourselves as that, we need to constantly look within and challenge ourselves to be better so everyone else can be better around us.
Do you? I know you've been invited by, I think, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I think Nancy Pelosi.
Shout out AOC.
So does that mean, is that an invitation you're taking up? Nancy Pelosi has said, you know, you'd be welcome to a bipartisan congressional thing. Do you plan on going to Washington in one way or another?
Yes, definitely. And I think even just in the conversations with the teammates that I've had, I think everyone is interested in going to Washington. I think we've always been interested in going to Washington. This is such a special moment for us, and to be able to, you know, sort of leverage this movement and talk about the things that we want to talk about and to celebrate like this with the leaders of our country is an incredible moment. So yes to AOC, yes to Nancy Pelosi, yes to the bipartisan Congress, yes to Chuck Schumer, yes to anyone else that wants to invite us and have a real substantive conversation and that believe in the same things that we believe in.
The words of Megan Rapinoe, you know, I believe to present to you the audio and then you tell me how you feel. That is the audio. That is the reasoning why the U.S. Women's National Team is not going to the White House. And I hope that doesn't make you cheer for them any less, right? I really hope it doesn't. Lonzo's been seething over there the entire time the audio's playing, sitting there with his very apropos You Mad Bro t-shirt on, as he is very much mad as that audio is playing. But, you know, I believe no matter what side you're on in listening to people, just hearing what they have to say, right? If they're not going to the White House, I want to hear the why. There was the why. I still think you make significantly more progress by going and talking. You'll have an audience with the president if you go, but they're choosing to still go to Washington, but to go to the Capitol building instead. I think that's their right, and I'm not any less proud of them for that fact. All right, coming up next on the show, a popular recording artist with a challenge to high school athletes. We'll share with you the five W's on that next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you guys. Hump Day. What wishful thinking on me. I almost said Friday Eve. Friday Eve edition of the show. Great to be here with you. Lonzo and I want to bring you into kind of a discussion Lonzo and I were having off the air here during the commercial break. Lonzo says, Mark, I don't like you. I don't like you doing this Megan Rapinoe stuff. Because it's politics, and politics divide people. We need all the listeners we can get. And my take to that is I agree with a lot of that. I agree that politics, that you typically shouldn't be talking politics on a sports show because you don't want to turn off half of your listeners. But in my opinion, when the topic is Clemson football going to the White House or not, the Patriots football going to the White House or not, U.S. women's national team going to the White House or not, then it enters into a sports story, in my opinion. That is also a sports story then. And then that brings in the question, well, why are you not going to the White House? And Megan Rapinoe's audio is the reason why they're not going to the White House. So I have a difference of opinion with Lonzo here, who wants no politics mentioned. And I agree for that for the most part, except for the fact that when it's a sports team, it becomes a sports story, my opinion.
Okay. Here, let me add something here. I get what you're saying if this isn't being talked about every single other place on every single bit of media. So I can't escape this by going to the one place where I should be able to escape it, a sports station, to hear about sports.
We have a three-hour show, Lonzo. We spent 6 minutes on that. I think that'll be okay.
A wasted 6 minutes.
Here we go with Billy, who's up next. Billy, thanks for the call, man. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Listen, I agree with Lonzo, except for one thing. You have sports figures pushing political viewpoints, so it's hard to get away from it. There's some way Lonzo could wave a magical wand and make these people never talk about politics, and I would love that. I agree with him 100%, but I understand why you feel like you must play your hand that you're dealt, Mark, and talk about it, because it is part of the sports world now. It just is, and I think sports was much better when it wasn't, when there wasn't politics mixed in with it, but it's becoming more and more. And the problem that I have as a conservative is, you know, I listen to that, and I'm not going to stop listening. I don't want you to misconstrue anything I'm saying. I love your show, so I'm not going to stop listening.
I appreciate that.
I hear her, and I would imagine that Lonzo is probably the same. I think you are probably middle of the road, Mark. But I would imagine Lonzo probably hears the same thing, and probably a good portion of this listening base probably hears what I hear, and that is, I'm inclusive until I don't agree with you, and then I'm not inclusive anymore. And, you know, I agree with your assessment that she should go and open the line of discussion. How do you know what his viewpoint really is unless you talk to him? That's my point of view. I'm a conservative, but if I was in her position, I didn't agree with a lot of what politically Obama stood for. I think he was a good guy. I didn't agree with him politically, but I would have went first not to disrespect the country, secondly not to disrespect the office, and thirdly just to open the dialect. Who knows?
Let me ask you one question on this, okay? And this is not, I don't have an agenda by asking you this question. I'm curious, okay? Why, okay, for the first time in the history of presidents inviting teams, for the first time in history, we're having entire teams not go? Why?
Did we not have this under Bush also?
No, you had individual people not go. You never had entire teams not go.
I think this is what I believe is going to happen. I think you're going to see this from this point forward. I think you're going to see this with every conservative this elected. The Democrats, everyone's going to go. When you see a Republican up there,
isn't that sad though? That we're becoming so divided that you can't, like, you know, if you're Dabo Swinney and a Republican, you're not going to go if Obama's president. I mean, he went when Obama was president.
I agree.
He went. I mean, it's just so sad. It shouldn't be about that,
but
man.
I think that we're demeaning the conservative side, and that's why I think that we need to stop this. Listen, this is my point of view. I understand what she's saying when she hears they make America great again. I don't think that's the way it's meant, though. I think it's meant that we need to get back to more of those values, but be more inclusive with those values. That's the way I take it, and I think that's the way that it's meant. If I'm wrong, I'm sorry, but that's just the way I think it's supposed to be. I'm all for lesser government. I want them, you know, the least amount of government in my life is better for me. That's just my personal opinion. Anyway, Mark, I'll let you get on with your show. I appreciate it,
Billy. Listen, man, I appreciate the call very much, and I agree with you. Like, the way to get people to be more inclusive is to have a dialogue. And how are you being inclusive when you're not even going to the White House, right? So again, I love Megan Rapinoe. I disagree with what she's saying and I disagree with what she's doing. I do. But I'm not going to make that make me hate her, because I love what she did for this country and for her team. She's a phenomenal player. She inspires her team. I disagree with an action that she's that she's taken right now, with a stance that she's taken. All right, coming up next, time for the best thing we heard today, and some audio that surprised me. I'll share why with you next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan. Okay, the real S117 says he's a Clemson fan, would have no desire to hang out with an NC State fan or a Louisville fan. Virginia Tech or South Carolina fans are fine for him. We were talking about that because Lonzo said he's an Ohio State fan, would be more likely to have a Michigan fan to his house than a Clemson fan. Cracked me up. The K-Pack says, I wanted to call and weigh in, but you're going off there. I think it's all about respect. No one respects anyone or anything anymore, Mark. I understand some views in this world. I don't accept some views in this world, and I'm entitled to that, but I still respect. I think that's well said, K-Pack. Taylor Gray tweets the show. Dabo never leaves Clemson to go to Alabama. Never. He would be in a line of great coaches. At Clemson, he is the coach. But if one of the two leave, it'll be Brent to take a head coaching job somewhere. But with Jake there and Tyler coming, he isn't going anywhere anytime soon. Clemson fans hanging on to their coaches as you would expect them to want to do. The best thing we heard today is a very prominent sports media personality who kind of, you know, they want you to stay in your lane in sports. And here's somebody who stepped out of his lane, but he did so in a very positive way. Here's Stephen A. Smith on the NBA's decision to get rid of the term owner. You're no longer an owner of an NBA team. You're a governor of an NBA team. Whatever, man.
The idiocy in this politically correct world that we're living in, where we got to literally have a discussion to the point where it becomes a media storyline. Oh, my God. An owner says he owns his team. That's offensive to people. Y'all smoking crack. Something is wrong with you people. What the hell has this world come to?
I can't tell you how much I love that soundbite. You could literally play that once a segment, and I would love it more every single time. That's one of my favorite best things I've heard today. Stephen A. Smith, a tip of the cap to you, sir. All right. As is always the case, everybody, so greatly appreciate you listening. Excited to be hosting the College Football Kickoff Show 5 hours before every Clemson football game this fall on 93.3 The Planet. Straight Up with Sturge is coming your way next, live on location. Thanks so much for listening to the most interactive sports show in South Carolina. You're Offsides on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.